Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. And this is about the recent French state visit to the United Kingdom, President Emmanuel Macron. He came to the United Kingdom, spent about 48 hours here. So a state visit is the ultimate expression of amity between two sovereign states, and it will take place only once in the term of a president or once in the reign of a monarch. So hello, Qasim. Macron could come on a state visit during the reign of Elizabeth II once, that was it. Now that she's dead, he can come in the reign of Charles III. Now, Macron has to stand down as president of France in a couple of years, and there'll be another president of France. Now, he or she could come on a state visit to the UK under Charles III because that individual has never been in the reign of Charles III. And so it goes on. So there'll be many state visits between the United Kingdom and France exchanged, and actually, Charles of that name, the third, was due to go on a state visit to France a couple of years ago and had to be scrapped at the last minute because there were huge scale demonstrations and riots in Paris, not against him at the state visit, to do with France trying to sort of get real fiscally, that there was this crisis of entitlements as in pre-revolutionary situations. Things the same in the United Kingdom as well. Exactly. So I'm the only one who can pronounce it Qasim and Qatar and so on. Thank you. It's not too difficult. Because Anglophones are often afraid of these embarrassing foreign sounds. Don't even try. Okay, it's really not that difficult. But going back to this state visit. The United Kingdom, likewise, has guaranteed people too much in terms of benefits, pensions too young and so forth. And is trying to rationalize this. But obviously, the extreme left of the Labour Party is not allowing. And obviously, Keir Starmer is... his invertebrate has not faced down the headbangers at his own party. But back to the state visit. Okay, so flying into RAF Hendon, is that what it's called? Whatever that one. There's one Royal Air Force Base inside London. You see it on the main road to Oxford, if you go in the Oxford Tube. And then going greeted by the Prince and Princess of West of Wales and going by car to Windsor Castle. I mean, Kate Middleton has always looked slender, but she looks almost skeletal. Is this the cancer? Or is it her eating disorder? Because what makes her tick is what actuates her is being admired for her appearance. And then she feels she has to be stick thin, you know, that 1 gram would be a disaster, catastrophizing anything. And so the reception there, an address to Parliament in which Macron broke with the previous convention whereby President of France did not speak any other language but French in public. I remember when he was very exasperated over 20 years ago, Jacques Chirac, the president of France, when he couldn't go this way or that way. He was also even speaking English to some of the Israeli forces. Now, Macron speaks perfect English with a marked French accent, nothing wrong with that. He had to master English for his banking career, so there he is. So evil, evil bastard that he is, mass murderer of little children. He's the most evil ruler France has ever had in that regard. And there they roll out the red carpet for him. So. And obviously, Charles III, he'll mouth off on this and that, but he won't speak up to defend little kids in this country or abroad. Likewise, Prince William, they will acquiesce with it. Make a video on Ted Millington Place. Well, I know the story. I could do one on the place where the guy was arrested on Putney Bridge. But that Millington Place has been renamed something else to prevent ghoulish sightseers finding it. It also begins with an R. I can't remember the new name of that street. And the house has been demolished, but there's a new house on the site. Goodness, that's another story. And it's a sort of 10 Rillington Place thing. That's what Macron is all in favor of. And supposedly good body language, good chemistry with Starmer. But smash the gag, stop the boats. Okay. For years, people from far away have been coming to France, getting in boats and crossing the English Channel illegally to the United Kingdom. They often come from Iran, Afghanistan, Nigeria, Eritrea, Yemen, sort of some of the less economically developed countries, and to some extent escaping political persecution. But why would you cross a dozen safe countries to come to the UK? You're perfectly safe in France to stay there. Arriving in the United Kingdom, claiming asylum, take a year and a half to process their claim these days, often upheld. If it's rejected, they can appeal. That takes another 6 months. They lose that appeal. That takes another 6 months for the appeal to be heard. Then they've been in the UK 2.5 years. Either get asylum and get whatever, leave to remain, leave meaning permission, and so on. And it's costing so much. They're staying in hotels. I've heard people say they should stay in tents. So one that's a bit harsh. What if they're elderly people or children or something like that? And most of them are young men. And it's grossly unfair that those who come legally, those who apply for visas, fill out the forms, pay the money. Why should these people they be able to skip the queue? You have no idea who they are, where they come from. Often they don't have passports, they destroy their passport. Is this man the nationality he claims? Is he the age that he claims? Because often they're claiming to be minors to get better treatment when a dental inspection show that they're not, or they've got grey hair or things like that. Goodness, so what's going to happen? It's getting worse and worse. And the considered Rwanda plan never got off the ground. Hundreds of millions of people, hundreds of millions of pounds spent in it. Only three people ever deported. Sometimes their resettlement packages offer several thousand pounds to go back to wherever. And someone like Afghanistan, that goes a long way. But that's a bargain compared to the lawyers' fees of these court hearings and providing people with accommodation, meals, medical care, education, in the case of minors, for years. And the problem's getting worse. And Labour voted again and again against the Rwanda plan. And the judges of the Supreme Court thwarted it. I mean, I know the executive's got to act lawfully, but I don't see understand how they're able to stop this in as much as it's an act of parliament. So there's parliamentary sovereignty. So I think the parliament needs to clip the Supreme Court's wings, otherwise we've got crytarky. So Labour, they said, oh, they're going to smash the gangs, work with the police. Almost as if the police weren't trying to smash the smuggling gangs. Hundreds of millions of pounds paid every year to France to try and stop this happening, and they're not doing it. The French see that they're losing a problem. People come illegally to France and they want to leave. Fine, let them go. And they're being escorted across the Channel by the French Navy, picked up by the Royal Navy, and so on. Goodness, the French police did at least puncture some inflatable boats on the beach to prevent people leaving. That was a good thing, but they've got to happen every single time. And Cameron is trying to get an agreement. Theresa May got some sort of agreement with France, and France is largely not honouring the deal. Should the UK just stop paying the money? I mean, that might make the situation slightly worse. I mean, there's no easy solution to this. But to get firm about this, there's really no sign of that. And the Rwanda plan was also to say it was only going to be able to deport a fraction of those who came illegally. If you come illegally, you will never get asylum in the UK. You can give you asylum somewhere else, like Rwanda. You will never, ever, ever get asylum in the United Kingdom. You want to claim asylum in the United Kingdom, you can come legally, get yourself a visa, a tourist visa, a business visa, a student visa, and then claim it. So why are they coming to the United Kingdom when they're passing through all these safer countries? Partly because about 90% of the claims are upheld, or at least get indefinite leave to remain in the UK. Sometimes it's because they speak English, more likely to speak that than any other foreign language. They might have family or friends in the United Kingdom. I don't know, the benefits higher. Those are situations, no ID cards, easier to get away with living in the UK illegally. So lots of other reasons, but I don't think France is going to honour the deal. So it's rather demeaning that that Starmer was doing this. And this situation is getting worse. And one of the things is making Reform UK more popular. And Nigel Farage was there in a boat observing the operation, whereby the British authorities are actually facilitating illegal immigration into the UK. All right. Well, I might do some video about Teller in place. All right. Thank you very much for my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, the PayPal, George Callan 790@gmail.com. Bye.